WPNA
103.1 FM. Happy Friday Eve from your afternoon duo right here on the Polish American Mix. Now, if you're tuning in around this time on a Thursday, you're expecting to hear all about food. It's Tasty Thursday.
That's right.
After all. And the best part is that today is no different. Well, actually, maybe a little bit different. A little bit more exciting.
A little extra Polish spice,
would you
say? A
little extra spices on today's show.
There we go.
We have the opportunity, the pleasure to hear from Anna from Polish Your Kitchen, a food blog that has captured not only the hearts, but the taste buds of thousands in Poland, in America, and even beyond.
That's right. She does the great joy of sharing Polish cooking with the whole world. And man, it's just so exciting. It's so cool.
That's right. And we can't wait to hear from, I can't wait to share all of the fantastic things that she told me earlier this week with all of you guys. So if you're hungry, this is a warning, because what she's going to say probably will make you a little bit more hungry. Maybe you'll rush
home
a little bit, grab a snack. But don't go anywhere, because we got more of Anna coming right up on the Polish American Mix. It's the Polish American Mix, and if you're tuning in, it's likely because you not only want to hear from us, you know, your two favorite afternoon co-hosts, but also from Anna from Polish Your Kitchen, and hear all the delicious things that she has to say. So I got a chance to not only hang out and talk to Anna online, but also her husband, Mark, who's a big part of Polish Your Kitchen as well.
Cool.
And my first question for them was, why food? Why is food so important? Important to Anna specifically, and because she's had an interesting history of being born and raised in Poland, but then moving over to the United States, which is where she met Mark and spent several years here, and then now moving back and living in Poland, and how food has definitely helped her in those times of transition. Let's take a listen to what she has to say.
So for me, especially living outside Poland, I always felt a really strong connection to my family through food. And I think this is true for a lot of people who kind of live away from home. You sometimes veer towards dishes that kind of remind you of home, or if you make them, they remind you of the person who made it for you. So at first it was kind of hard to switch. Plus I was only, when we got married,
to American food?
It was, hard to switch to American food and then also cooking Polish food in America, because you just get sucked into the easy button and sometimes. But for me, it was really important to kind of bring that into my home, especially once our daughter was around, which was 5 years after we got married. She was born. So I always wanted to go to food for comfort. And so, I mean, cooking is normal. Cooking for eating or for nourishment came first. Cooking for the blog kind of came a lot later.
Cooking for comfort. I think a lot of times we forget that food is one of those things that we can always kind of take with us wherever we go.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's so important, especially I think in Poland, and I would argue a lot of other cultures as well, when you're immigrating to somewhere like the United States, because it's one of the easiest things you can do to keep yourself engaged in that culture, right?
Exactly. And kind of hang on to that, right?
Like, yes.
That comfort as well. Mm-hmm. So very interesting things from Anna. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about Polish Your Kitchen, the food blog that is just, if you go on their website,
PolishYourKitchen.com,
your mouth is just going to start drilling. We're going to ask her, how did that start in that entire process? So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. Tasty Thursday.
Hello.
On the Polish American Mix. Welcome. And like we said, that this episode is a little bit more special than before, because we have Anna from Polish Your Kitchen here to hear all about the fantastic things she has to say and all about her amazing blog.
Yeah. So when can we get to talking about this blog?
All right.
We'll
So a few minutes ago, we heard why food was such an important thing for Anna, right? But then the next question becomes, okay, well, then where did this blog come from? How did it form? And where has it gone since? And she's got a great, interesting story to tell about that.
So it started first when we were still living in Hawaii, and we still had probably 4 or 5 years left, or Mark still had 4 or 5 years in the service. And I worked for the government, for the Navy, and I was bored at work. And I'm like, I've got to get myself busy with something. But, you know, obviously outside all the other recipe needing people who were kind of around us. But I, you know, I had a lot of time on my hands to think about different things. And I just wanted a hobby. I wanted a hobby that would be interesting to me, that's something that would keep me busy, and something that I can, somewhere where I can write down my recipes that I'm using, that I know from my home. So then later my daughter can have kind of a quick, I'll just look here. I know that my mom makes this. And honestly, that's where it came from. I've always wanted to write a cookbook, and I thought a blog would be a good start.
So there you have it. We hear stories like this a lot, where people take something that's a hobby, something that they're passionate about, continue working on it, and it grows. It continues to grow, and now it becomes something, like in Anna's case, a food blog that is viewed and watched by thousands of people online.
Tak jest. Ale dla mnie jest bardzo słodkie, że ona w ogóle to zaczęła z powodu jej córki, nie? I love that so much. It just goes to show the idea of continuing family traditions, right? It's so important in Polish culture and in other cultures as well. And it also happened to take off, so good on her
for
that.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, now that we've learned a little bit about Anna's history, a little bit about Polish Your Kitchen, the food blog.
Right.
Now, do you think that I was not going to ask her a few cooking tips? Because you're wrong.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
This is the opportunity to ask someone who knows their way around the kitchen a million times more than I do.
Yeah, probably, you know, than most people, I'd argue.
That's right. And she's got some good tips to share. So more on that in just a couple minutes right here on the Polish American Mix. All right, Adela, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put your chef skills at, your cooking skills?
Oh, yay, cool. My chef skills, I would put it at
a
5. Bo wiesz co, albo mi się wychodzi, albo kompletnie nie wychodzi.
Right, I would say that's pretty good. It leaves room to grow, but you could definitely make a dish that people will want to eat.
Yes.
I feel like that's what five means.
Yes.
As for myself, maybe 3.5.
Yeah.
I can make an okay dish, but I do sometimes burn some of my meals. Like, would I host Vigilia?
Well, I wouldn't host Vigilia either. That's why I'm a 5.
Yeah,
but in any case.
7+,
yes.
That's when you get to host Vigilia. Luckily for us, though, Adela, I got the chance to ask Anna some cooking tips that might be able to bump up some of our scores at least a little bit. Let's see what she's got to say.
So I say this in my videos sometimes, for the people to be the cook they are at home. Because I'm not the only way or the only style of cooking. The idea is to just get in there and try cooking, add some spices, follow a general recipe, and then make a recipe your own. And you will know this, that my bigos will not be the same as yours or as your mom's. But it's still bigos, but maybe you like yours a little bit more meaty. Maybe I like mine with more mushrooms or whatever. So I always say just kind of get in there and try cooking and try the different flavors. Open your mind.
So that's one of my biggest things. I'm a recipe follower. I am. Like, if I don't have the recipe that tells me everything that I need, I get a little stressed out. I'm not quite sure what to do. And that tip right there, I think, is very important to break away from that. Have the urge to experiment a little bit and then gain that confidence in the kitchen.
To jest bardzo, bardzo ważne. I, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have said the word bigos though, because now I'm drooling again, thinking about bigos.
I warned you guys. I did warn you guys. And that's going to be it for Anna from Polish Your Kitchen on here today. But there's more where this came from. On our social media pages, I'm talking Facebook, we have an entire video of my interview with Anna as well as her husband, Mark, where you can hear what you heard here today on air, as well as many other things that are definitely worth your time. Also, You need to visit Polish Your Kitchen on all of their online platforms. I think they're pretty much on everything. I mean, website, YouTube, where they do a video series where they visit other Polish restaurants, try their food. They're also, I believe, on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest,
Facebook.
Nearly everything. I'm not sure if they have a TikTok. Maybe they're working on it as we speak. So Polish Your Kitchen, that is what you need to visit. I promise you, you will not regret it. Then also, tune in following Thursday, because I think we're going to have a little bit of a nice surprise that's going to include Anna as well. You listen to the Polish American Mix.